Jeff Blankman joined here today by Dan Cook, the head coach for the Arweva girls. We're taking a look back at the 2019-2020 season. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
You bet.
Dan, this season probably going to go down with a little bit of history for you and for the girls, and not for the way you wanted it. The injuries this year really kind of derailed things in that mid part of the season. You lose your only senior in Leslie Luft. You lose another starter in Bridget Cameron for about a 7-8 game stretch while you guys had a ton of games in a short period of time. And it was just kind of an odd season.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing from that standpoint, but you know, over the long haul, some seasons are you are injury free and everything works well, and some seasons you get the bottom side of that, and that was this season, just when the injuries happened both pretty quick, right in a row, and then both of them being basically end of season for both girls. It was kind of disheartening to the other girls, and it's hard to react, and but the girls did pretty good after a little bit of the shock factor, and that's just kind of how the season went.
Dan, kind of your overall thoughts on the year and how you guys played and what maybe you saw from growth from this year's team?
Yeah, well, we started off the season, and we were 4-3, and I really had thoughts that we were going to be, that was the kind of team we could have been right there, the 4-3. We weren't going to be the barn burner and go 18-1 or anything like that, but we were going to be, you know, challenging the 13 or 14 win plateau. And basically, at the 4-3 mark, we lost a couple games to some of the better teams. But then we gave away a couple teams, and this was before the injury hit. We gave away a couple games, just came out in a couple games and were very flat. And two very winnable games. Matter of fact, I totally expected to win the games, and we came out flat and lost those. So then we're in a little bit of a loser streak, and like a three-game losing streak, and all of a sudden we get the injuries, and things just kind of snowballed from there. So from a standpoint of the girls, I think we started off well. We were actually growing and understanding how we were going to play the season and what was going to be our focus and who was going to get the ball when and how we were going to move and that kind of stuff. And we were doing really well and growing in that standpoint. And we were moving in some of the freshman girls and younger girls, sophomores, here and there and getting some playing time and learning how they were going to fit in. And then all of a sudden we had to play all those young girls significant time. And that changes the way things go. Now we're learning on the court during the game. And unfortunately, that, like you said, we had a whole bunch of games right in a row. And so that learning period had no practices in between it. We were trying to learn during each game as we played. And so that makes it tough on everybody on that in that standpoint.
And Coach, you mentioned that there was a stretch there where you lost, you know, like three or four games were by 3 or 4 points or less. So you guys were in some of those games. Just a play or two probably changes part of the season for you.
Yes, that was very true. We were just happened to hit a roll there where we had the lead with a minute left, and then we would give up two turnovers, and they'd get a last-second shot or a quick three-pointer, and all of a sudden they're back up in the lead. And then we never had a game where the other team kind of gave it back to us. So we were always kind of giving them the lead right at the end, and then they would hold on. So it was just a little bit of bad luck right there. Girls played very. I mean, there's no issue with how hard the girls played. They played very hard all the time. It was just that. In general, our shooting, free throw shooting, regular shooting, just kind of let us down right at the end of the games.
And I guess if there's one positive piece possibly out of the interviews, you mentioned a lot of the freshmen and sophomores kind of get thrown into the fire. That's going to help things in the future because these girls gain some valuable experience.
Yeah, and there was a lot of extra playing time. I mean, when Bridget was out, Sophie Jackson and Sammy Henners had to play a lot. We also had, you know, Maris had to step up, Maris Cameron had to step up and get involved on a starting role. And those girls all, Maris kind of knew what to do. She had played a little bit last year. And they all did a wonderful job and trying to learn how to play and learn all the different changes in how we play defense, especially, and rebounding. So we need to get better at that in that position, but at the same time, they were thrown kind of into the wolves there. And then at the same time, to replace Leslie, we had the young girls in Maggie Regaler had to step up, and we put her into the starting role eventually. And Jamie Hausman had to rotate in there all the time, and Timberland Cook. They had to rotate in all the time, and these are girls that at the beginning of the year, if you'd have told them you had to play in the game, their eyes would have been bugging out, and they would have been saying, what am I going to do? And they got comfortable over the time and got better and better, and a lot of improvement in those girls.
And Maggie looked like a girl there for a while that started to score, really gaining, maybe gaining some confidence?
Yes, exactly. I always think about players in basketball as some players are scorers and some players are opportunity players. Maggie turns out to be a kind of a scorer player. In other words, when she gets the ball, she squares up. She looks for opportunities to make a bucket. And some girls look for opportunities to throw a pass or to be in the right place and or to get the rebound. She looks for opportunities to score. And Jamie did the same thing. And with our starter girls, they all knew exactly how they fit together and what's going on, and they knew when to pass to each other and when they were open and when the shot was a good shot. And then younger girls had to get in there and kind of learn that also.
Coach, how long after the injuries to Leslie and Bridget, which did happen very shortly with a very short gap in between, how long did it take for everybody to kind of figure out their new roles and even for you to figure out the changes maybe that needed to be made on maybe the style you guys needed to play the rest of the way?
I kind of could argue that it took us the rest of the season. For the girls-wise, the very game that Leslie got hurt, we played very inspired in that game, and everybody who came in played well, and we picked up the slack real well. However, the very next game was when the shock factor hit us, and it was just evident that we were a lot of air left let out of our balloon there. And so we took a while to rotate and move and see how people fit in. Some things worked really well. Some things didn't. We had tried some of the newer things. One of the biggest things we had, we were so reliant on Leslie to just break a press and dribble through everything and then get the ball down to half court that a lot of teams even didn't press us. And then all of a sudden, without Leslie in there, all of a sudden we end up in a stretch of the season where we're getting pressed again and we have new girls in there and we don't have any practice and we haven't practiced the press break a whole lot. We had. They knew what they were doing. It's just they weren't comfortable with it. And so those kind of things are quite a change in the middle of a season, and especially, like we said, right in the middle of a run of a lot of games.
And, Coach, we mentioned Leslie's injury. She meant a lot to this team, her hustle. What a four-year career that she had. Hate to see her career kind of come to an end the way that it did.
Yeah, that was quite a fluke. I mean, she's just dribbling down the court, nobody around her. She turns to her left to make a pass, and she sees a defender jump in front of the pass, and so she just stops. And on the stop, she plants her front foot, and it just buckles. The knee buckles, and down she goes. And she knew right away it wasn't good, and we all did. And it ended up being not good, so she's out for the season probably. Depending on her rehab and everything that goes well with the surgery, she'll probably miss most of track, and hopefully she can get back for that. And then get back for softball. But all of that's up. We've got to see what the doctors say for all of that.
What did she mean for you and for this program over the last 4 years? Because I don't know if I've ever seen anybody play as hard every second they're on the floor as she does.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever watched Leslie, some of the stories people could tell. But when she was a freshman, I remember running down the court. And when I say running, I mean, she's a state hurdle, third place in the state or something in the hurdles. Very fast girl, running full speed and gets tripped and does a cartwheel at full speed and keeps going. Doesn't even think about it. That's the kind of girl she was. She was just going at 100 mile an hour, 500 mile an hour, and never, ever thought that was not something she should do. She was going at that speed. And when she was younger, that meant we had a lot of out-of-control game, and she got better in controlling the ball and her body and everything at that speed. And by the time she was a senior, she was well in control of what was going on. Obviously, she had times where she's going wrong way at the wrong time, but it was just amazing to watch her at full speed. And then when she would get tired, she would just stand still for a little bit and then go again. It was it's unique in what I've seen in players.
And Coach, I thought she developed into more of a shooter a little bit too. Her shot got better and her whole game got better, I thought, over those 4 years.
Yeah, if you really think about her shooting, I mean, she shot, 25 to 30% on three-pointers her senior year, which isn't great, but considering that she was, probably in the teens as a freshman, she really developed a shot. And then what she really got good at was driving to the bucket and controlling her body on a fast break where somebody was guarding her too. Yeah, she missed a few layups here and there, but with her speed, she got so many layups for us that we could count on 10 points in breakaways just in a game, regardless of who we're playing, just because she was going to get out and get the ball.
And Coach Jaden Smith, I think everybody expected to see her grow to the player that she's becoming now when she came in as a freshman, but now as a junior, she makes the Iowa Girls Coaches Association All-District team. She's turning into the kind of player I think everybody anticipated.
Yes, Jaden is really quite talented in many aspects of the game. Might go underrated is really just quite how good of a jumper and rebounder she is.
Yes.
She really goes and gets the ball with power. She is, when we lift weights, she's one of our strongest girls. Actually, I think right now she is the strongest girl on the team from lifting weight standpoint. And she's tall and she's athletic. And then you put in combination with that on offense, she really has the ability to drive to the bucket. She maybe relies a little bit too much on that, but because she does have a very good just regular shot from anywhere on the court. She can shoot a three-pointer, and she can shoot anywhere all the way in and drive the bucket. So it is nice to have a player like that, first-team All-District. She's a good girl to have in the high post or outside. You can rotate her out, and nice girl to be able to count on most games, unless the team does a really good job of shutting her down. Most games you can count under 15 to 20 points.
And Bridget Cameron, before her injury this year, Coach, wasn't always scoring a ton for you, but she'd get you 6 to 8 points. But I really liked what I saw from her on the backboards. Just seemed to kind of get herself in the right spot.
Yeah, Bridget had that knack. The thing that she did on offense was always move to the right spot. If you remember, last year Emily Henners did that job for us, and Bridget was learning exactly the same thing. I mean, when the scorer is driving down the lane on the right hand side, you need to slip in on the backside on the left hand side and see if they need help or a little pass at the end. And Bridget did a wonderful job of that. She always kind of had a knack for sneaking into the lane, being in the right spot for either a rebound and a putback or a pass from the driver. And then on defense, probably the biggest thing that people didn't notice that on defense, when she was in the middle of our zone or on the bottom of when we were playing the matchup 3-2, she always was in the right place. She just knew how to play defense. For example, at the beginning of the year when we played Peyton Sherdan, she was salivating because she remembers how well we did against the Hoyle girl at Peyton Sherdan, how we sandwiched her, and she was the play-behind girl, never let her come into the lane and make her work all game long at getting through the lane. And Bridget did that in such a good manner that for the last couple of years, she has, in essence, she doesn't outscore anybody, but she made the Peyton Sherdan girl work so hard that towards the end of the game, the girl was less effective, and we ended up winning those games. And it was all because we played hard defense on that girl in the middle of the lane, or actually anytime she got to the lane. And that was because Bridget understood that role and did it real well. Now, the rest of the team also understood that defense, and we just happened to have a real good defense against them. So it always helped out. But that missing Bridget, the girl that, especially on defense, it was always kind of a calming influence, always in the right spot, always knew where she was supposed to be, always knew where everybody else was supposed to be. That was something that was missed a lot.
And Sarah Shirky, Hannah Krause, two girls that Sarah could give you some scoring every now and then, but those two do a lot of the little things that I always kind of figure don't show up all the time in the scorebook.
Yeah, those two are exactly, that's exactly true. They kind of complement each other. Sarah's a little bit more of a scorer. Hannah is a little bit more of the disruptive force, of stealing the ball, the playing hard defense. And what happens is between the two of them, they don't get a lot of the big stats, but they do fill the role of being the girls that if you totally ignore them, they will hurt you, and if you concentrate on them, they'll get the ball to somebody else, and everything will go well. Now, the two of them need to, once again, all of our girls straight down the line, we just need to shoot a little bit better, and that's, if we all could do that, we'd raise the whole team points per game by, 5 or 6 points a game, and that would mean a lot more wins.
Coach, a couple of more freshmen, Cora Obrecht and Callie Bromert, and then a sophomore, Jordan Hansen. What did you see in development from them three young players this year?
Yeah, well, Jordan, I kind of forgot to mention that she was also in that rotation a little bit. She got in when Leslie was out a little bit, and then she missed a couple games, too. She was sick and had an extra activity, and she missed a couple games. So she was also one of those girls you kind of expect to play here and there and fill in some roles. She's a pretty good shot, even though her form isn't right. If you've ever watched her form, we stopped trying to correct her form because she shoots pretty well in practice, and we were spending a lot of time trying to correct her form, and then finally you just kind of give up and say, well, you shoot it that way, and let's keep it going then. And she shoots pretty well. I put her in games toward the end where I told her, I said, don't be shy. If you touch the ball, you have to shoot. That's what you're good at, so let's keep doing that. And the other two girls, Cora and Callie, both, if you've been to any of our JV games and saw them in the games they got in, Callie plays really tough defense. I really like the way she is aggressive on defense and plays. And she's never met a shot she didn't like, so we always kind of give her, if we need to get a shot up, we always put Callie in the game. And if you watch Cora, Cora really is a great physical athlete. She can jump in the air really tall, and she's good at handling the ball or grabbing the ball, holding the ball. What she's not good at is she's just not confident in dribbling the ball through traffic and being in control. That'll come with age and with playing time. And so those two girls, totally expect them to get better and contribute in the future along with all the sophomores and all the freshmen.
And, Coach, with just the one senior and Leslie being injured for about half of this year, don't want to put too much expectations on the future, but the future does look pretty good for this program.
Well, I do believe that, once again, I do believe the team we had was above 500 team until the injuries hit and maybe a couple of the games we gave away. But so you take out the big piece of that being Leslie, and you get Bridget back for next year. And you add in, I think we're going to have 3 to 4 eighth graders come in and only lose one senior. We're looking at having a pretty well-rounded team in practice. We can get some more work done. And once again, off-season is a big deal. If the girls want to work at it, if they want to improve their shooting, they just got to shoot a lot in the summer.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, as always, appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to next season already. I like watching that group of girls play, so I appreciate everything you do for me all season long, Coach, and thanks very much, and looking forward to next year.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Looking forward to it, too.
You bet. Head Coach Dan Cook again with your Arweva girls basketball team.